everybody agrees, everybody agrees. It's me. Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, February 1st at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:30. I'm Brent Helen. Still a few showers possible for today. We are currently sitting at 49 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. Yesterday's storm arrived late and then moved through rather quickly. And it was weaker than advertised, but still packed a punch with wind and some impressive rainfall totals. In the last 24 hours, unofficially, Lake Sonoma picked up 4.15 inches, Santa Rosa 2.2, Ukiah 2.7, and Rohnert Park just about 2 inches of rain. There was a water rescue on Marquess Station Road at Star Road outside of Windsor when a car became submerged in water. Peak wind gusts in the hills hit about 60 miles an hour. Most of us experienced wind gusts in the 30-mile-an-hour range, which was enough to bring down quite a few trees and knock out power to about 1,000 PG&E customers. Another storm of similar size is expected in on Sunday. I'll have more on that in your full forecast. A couple of Sonoma County schools are still closed today due to the storm. Cushiah School District will remain closed today and tomorrow, while the Sunridge School in the Twin Hills Union School District will also be closed today. Both schools are reportedly without power. Tuesday night in downtown Sonoma proved to be quite active. Real estate investor Ken Mattson, who owns a large portion of buildings downtown, hosted a reception at the Sonoma Cheese Factory, which he also owns. The stated goal was to bring fellow business owners together to sip, savor, and stay. It also drew a large crowd of protesters from Wake Up Sonoma, with signs reading, "Not Local," and "Just Say No to Cheesy Butchermen." The group opposes Mattson and his purchase of about 116 properties in downtown as not being local and not being good for the community. According to the Index Tribune, police stopped by twice, but the demonstration remained peaceful. A Santa Rosa man is defending himself in court against charges he stabbed another man in 2022 in the Bethlehem Towers in Santa Rosa. 27-year-old Robert Melvin Ross slashed the neck of 66-year-old Matthew Barnes, who eventually recovered from his injury. Ross, a homeless man, was previously convicted of carrying the skull of Robert Enger he found in a home that he was squatting in. Opening statements were made yesterday by the DA's office. Court will resume today. On Wednesday, the CEOs of Meta, TikTok, X, and other social media companies went before the Senate Judiciary Committee to testify as lawmakers and parents grow increasingly concerned about the effects of social media on young people's lives. Mark Zuckerberg of Meta, in particular, apologized to the parents of children exploited, bullied, or driven to self-harm via social media. Three people are dead and 9 others injured Wednesday after a hangar that was under construction collapsed on the grounds of an airport in Boise, Idaho. The building had a rigid steel frame and was being erected by a crane, which was also impacted. The crane was placing some sort of cross members on the building at the time of the collapse. A bill proposed by State Senator Scott Wiener would allow the consumption of alcohol on public streets in designated zones. Bill 969 will let you purchase booze from a restaurant or other entity and then consume it outdoors on a public street, sidewalk, or right-of-way. Similar legislation was proposed last year, but ran into problems. This bill seems to have much more support. Well, it's time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. So far, so good, not much. We have that one single vehicle accident on Todd Road. It's in the clearing stages. You will find some flooded roadways. And a reminder, if you find a sign that says road closed, please do not drive past it. Turn around, don't drown, as the CHP says. Our KZST News Time is now 6:34.
With a reputation built on four generations of excellent service, Ongaro & Sons is your trusted home services provider in the North Bay. How old is your gas water heater? With regular inspection, draining, and flushing, you can expect a gas water heater to last from 8 to 12 years. If yours is getting older or you're experiencing problems, now is a very good time to replace it. For a limited time, Ongaro & Sons will replace your old gas water heater and take 20% off. This incredible offer expires soon, so call today. For over 90 years, Ongaro & Sons has been the name you've trusted to keep your systems running smoothly. We repair, replace, and maintain your plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, and solar systems, offering upfront pricing and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Replace that old gas water heater with a new gas tank or tankless water heater and take 20% off. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Visit OngaroAndSons.com now to book your appointment. O-N-G-A-R-O and Sons.com.
Stop your search for the one and find your perfect mattress match at Mancini's Sleep World. Save up to $1,000, plus get interest-free financing during our President's Day sale. Save on mattresses from Tempur-Pedic, Avocado, Beautyrest, and more. Plus, shop queen-size mattresses starting at only $199 with guaranteed best prices, free next-day delivery, and setup in your home. Plus, old mattress removal, your perfect match is waiting for you online or in stores at Mancini's Sleep World.
Get your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt. Learn more at jacksonhewitt.com. In sports, the Warriors play the Grizzlies in Memphis tomorrow night, and seven-time Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton is linked to a move from Mercedes to Ferrari next year. Sky Sports News says Hamilton will leave Mercedes after the 2024 season and replace Carlos Sainz Jr. at Ferrari. Your forecast today: cloudy with showers or even isolated thundershowers possible. Maybe a quarter inch in total today. Still windy, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, a chance of a shower stays in the forecast with overnight lows in the 40s. Friday, still a chance of a shower, but looking much more dry than wet. Highs in the 50s. About the same on Saturday. Our next big storm system rolls in Sunday into Monday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. February 1st kicks off National Black History Month. The first National Black History Month was observed in 1976. It's aligned with the United States' 200th birthday celebration, presided over by President Gerald Ford, who encouraged all Americans to honor and pay homage to the accomplishments of Black Americans throughout history. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie Abrams Mornings, cracking nuts every day on KZST.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh. From a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Hey, you made me a believer. You're the face of the future, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh. But they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up when it rained down like...
County's KZST. Well, good Thursday morning to you. It is 641, 50 degrees, just hit 50 degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams, and coming up on the show, the new craze in Japan, pig cafes. Will they catch on in Sonoma County? We do love our cat cafes. Also, new pink drinks all over the place at local coffee shops, just in time for Valentine's Day. And top Super Bowl foods trending now around Sonoma County. By the way, chips and dips, high on the list. All this and more coming up right here on KZST.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Tonight's gonna be a good night.
It is 6:45, 50 degrees right now in Santa Rosa. A lull in the storm. The next system expected Sunday into Monday. And up next,
from the KZST Morning Show, here's Debbie's funniest social media post of the hour.
You're the reason this country has to put directions on shampoo.
I used to believe we were burning on the edge of something beautiful, something beautiful. Selling a dream, smoking mirrors keep us waiting on a miracle, on a miracle. Say go through the darkest of days, having to heartbreak away. Never let you go, never let me down.
County's KZST to 650, 50 degrees in Santa Rosa. Cloudy and breezy today around the county. We'll see temperatures mid-50s. Good morning.
According to Manpower, the 10 most difficult positions to recruit for in the country are machinists, administrative assistants, teachers, management, IT, accounting and finance, drivers, engineers, salespeople, and skilled tradespeople. The great ones are out there, but chances are they're employed. Recruiting with radio allows you to talk directly to the people that are working, just like a headhunter, as well as to those who are looking. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. I look forward to meeting you.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Roner Park. This event is free, and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-288-4916.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only. Friday through Sunday, Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds, Santa Rosa. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only. Friday through Sunday, Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates this weekend only. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Friday, noon to 7. Saturday, 10 to 7. Sunday, 10 to 6. Free admission. Free delivery. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Let's face it, eating healthy can be somewhat unhealthy on your bank account, but not at your local grocery outlet. Here we have hundreds of items we like to call NOSH, natural, organic, specialty, and healthy. Look for the NOSH sign and you'll find amazing deals on gluten-free, all-natural, and all-organic foods. You'll find great deals on plant-based foods as well. Stop by your neighborhood grocery outlet today and get your health and bank account back on the right track.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
100.1 KZST. Welcome to your Thursday. I'm Debbie Abrams, and now a feature I call Sonoma County's The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. This version, by the way, all Super Bowl related. Of course, we are 10 days away. So the good, some big names performing at the iconic football game in Las Vegas, Usher, Post Malone, and Reba McEntire. And we are waiting to see if Taylor Swift will be on stage singing or be there as a spectator or not, rooting on her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, on the Chiefs. Time will tell. The bad, due to league rules, none of the football players will be allowed to gamble during Super Bowl week. Also, the team is said to be staying 25 miles away from the strip in the Hilton Lake Las Vegas Hotel, away from all the action. And the ugly Super Bowl ticket prices. If you want to go, according to ticket agency TickPick, the cheap seats, the nosebleed sections, will set you back close to $10,000. The most expensive Super Bowl tickets on record. There you go, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The Super Bowl version.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how.
Forget you, girl. And there is always something there to
Sonoma County's KZST. Well, up next, Brent Allen has everything you missed overnight, including a storm update. News is next on KZST.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones that today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain. When I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones that today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. Memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost. And I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. And my heart feel like an ember, and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for ya, and you know I'll never drop. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright. Gonna raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. To the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, February 1st at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:59. I'm Brent Allen. Most of the storm is headed out of the area, but we'll still get a few showers for today. Currently sitting at 49 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST.